Oh, excuse me. We've got Brian Hopkins. Hi, Alderman. Sorry. So, you know, this is breaking news. We've had, it's kind of a love-hate relationship with NASCAR the last 3 years. What's your reaction?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is a love-hate relationship. There's, you know, positive side and a negative side. And we've been trying to increase the positive side, reduce the negative side, obviously. So NASCAR realizes that. They know they have work to do. They know they have to find a way to reduce the inconvenience that this event imposes on downtown residents in particular. So I take them at their word when they make this announcement that they're going to take this entire year off to find ways to reduce the disruption. And also, hopefully, find ways to increase the amount of revenue this generates for the city. Because right now, it's a very small amount. You know, it's definitely on the positive side of the ledger, but it's such a small amount, you really have to question whether the event itself is worth it. And I think NASCAR realizes that, so they would like to change that.
Okay, so you talked and touched upon some things that they need to do to continue it. Obviously, traffic and road closures are a big headache for the businesses and the residents downtown. Also, they were also looking at different dates as well.
Yeah, they are, and that's also a challenge. NASCAR itself is looking to expand their road race calendar in cities across America. They're in active discussions with San Diego right now, and I'm told those discussions are going well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see an announcement soon that they have a date for next year in San Diego where there'll be a race there. And that's going to take up some time away from potential dates in Chicago. You know, they have limited resources like everyone. They can't have, you know, 10 races happening in the same month all over America. So we're going to have to find the sweet spot. It's going to be a challenge to find a date that works for both Chicago and for NASCAR. But we have a year to do that. So let's give it a shot.
Okay. Ideally, what kind of date would you prefer if we were going to have them back? Obviously,
yeah,
well, not 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, let's exactly, Lisa. Let's start there. Let's rule out the 4th of July. Let's rule out the week before and after Lollapalooza, which is typically early August. This week it starts in July, but it's typically, you know, within the first week of August. And now Sueños, which is an increasingly popular music festival at the start of the summer. Plus, you've got Taste of Chicago. You've got Jazz Fest, Blues Fest. All sorts of events happening downtown in Grant Park. That leaves very little wiggle room for NASCAR to find a time that works for them. We may have to push this back, you know, towards the end of summer, possibly even after Labor Day. I don't know if they're open to that, but that'll be something that we have in the discussions as the months go on.
All right. All good thoughts. Thanks, Alderman Brian Hopkins, for that quick analysis and talking about our top story once again, that the future of NASCAR Street Race is on pause for now. We're going to be covering that story throughout the afternoon for you. All right. 4:35 now.